Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Local people, local stories. This is the All Local from News Radio 1080 KRLD.
This is the All Local. I'm David Rankin. Another person has died in Dallas County because of coronavirus.
The man was in his 40s and found dead in his Dallas home. He was reported to have other high-risk chronic health conditions. He is the 11th person to die in the county because of the virus. The county is also reporting 61 additional cases, bringing their total to 549. Judge Clay Jenkins is concerned with the amount of people hanging out in grocery stores and other essential retailers in an effort just to get out of the house.
It's a slap in the face of those supply workers, those grocery store workers, and those Home Depot workers for you to go hang out at the place where they have to can be essential business.
Hospitalizations in Dallas County have been increasing, with about two-thirds being over the age of 60 or having at least one known high-risk chronic health condition. Austin, York News Radio 1080, KRLD.
Texas and Louisiana are getting some help from the Navy to help deal with the bug. Then U.S. Northern Command deploys a 450-person Navy medical unit to the Dallas-Fort Worth area. Members of that unit are also going to New Orleans. The mission to expand the medical capabilities in both of those regions. McKinney Mayor George Fuller's family is among those impacted by coronavirus. He talked to KRLD, says his daughter is sick with the disease.
For me, it kind of does two things. It brings us home. I already had a friend pass away from COVID-19, and now this. But it also exemplifies, how difficult it is to get testing done. We're still, our county is working hard to get tests in.
The mayor says his daughter got diagnosed last night. She is in isolation. Meantime, there's a hearing in a lawsuit that challenges the shelter-in-place order in McKinney. In Fort Worth, two police officers test positive for coronavirus, both at home. The department isn't saying what unit the officers worked in, only they had limited close contact with others. As a precaution, the department now requires all officers who work with the public to wear protective masks and gloves. A network of North Texas hospitals says it's having a hard time finding equipment because coronavirus grabs the headlines and they have other patients to treat.
Children's Health says every hospital system is struggling with a shortage of equipment like surgical masks, protective N95 masks, and gloves. Children's Health's Brent Christopher says they're taking equipment donations by appointment, and monetary donations for the nonprofit system are more important now because more parents are losing their jobs.
Children's Health is proud to be able to stand alongside those families and provide support and assistance when we can.
But all these concerns about COVID-19 come as Children's Health is still dealing with other patients.
Children's illnesses and injuries don't take a break just because the coronavirus has arrived.
People can donate to Children's Health on Wednesdays and Thursdays, but they need to make an appointment. We've got details at KRLD.com. Children's Health is restricting visitation of kids in the hospitals to one parent at a time, so the network is encouraging people to send e-cards to kids as well. Alan Skaya, News Radio 1080, KRLD.
City Fort Worth closes all the public basketball courts and volleyball courts at city parks. Mike Drivdahl with the city's Office of Emergency Management says people are ignoring the shelter in place.
We did feel the need at this time to go ahead and make those closures because we saw a large number of people gathering together on some of those park grounds, specifically some basketball courts, tennis courts, volleyball courts.
City workers took out the hoops and the backboards, and so you can't play basketball without baskets. South Lake Clinic, where two employees tested positive, that clinic is now reopened.
Baylor Scott & White South Lake Family Medicine has reopened this morning after undergoing a deep cleaning. It closed on Thursday after two employees tested positive for COVID-19. Baylor Scott & White officials say neither was interacting with patients as they started experiencing symptoms. It remains unknown as to what their specific roles are at the clinic. Andrew Greenstein, News Radio 1080, KRLD.
A lot of information swirling about COVID-19, and 211 Texas is making it easier to access it.
211 Texas is launching a COVID-19 option to answer questions about the virus.
211 is a statewide number that is used for information.
Susan Rodriguez works in public safety. She says that information is incredibly important right now. The 211 line is manned 24/7, so someone will always be available to help. And 211 Texas has also devoted a portion of their website to information about the virus. Rodriguez says if you think you have the virus, don't call 211, call your doctor. And if your symptoms are really bad, call 911. Bailey Friday, News Radio 1080, KRLD.
Those on the front lines of the fights are concerned about infecting their families at home, so a North Texas woman started a group that matches RV owners with healthcare workers.
Emily Phillips' husband, Dr. Jason Phillips, sees 150 patients a day, and she was concerned he might infect their kids. A friend of theirs lent them their RV so Dr. Phillips could stay there and keep his family safe. That's when Emily started a Facebook group called RVs for MDs that connects medical professionals who need to self-isolate with people who have RVs, trailers, or campers to lend. The group has reached more than 1,100 members, and 24 matches have been made around the country. Susie Solis, News Radio 1080 KRLD.
The All Local, updated several times a day on the podcast page on KRLD.com. Listen to us on the radio.com app anytime, anywhere for the latest breaking news plus traffic and weather together on the 8s. News Radio 1080 KRLD.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.